Don't give up. Persistence is paramount in staying fit and healthy. It can be difficult at first, but believe in yourself, track your progress. You'll get there. Eat your veggies. Incorporate lots of leafy greens in your diet for a healthy boost in energy and function. Embrace sit-ups. While there's been criticism regarding sit-ups, they're not bad to do as long as your feet are not anchored. Sit-ups increase range of motion, so your abs get the ultimate workout. Emulate Speedy Gonzalez. Challenge yourself by working out harder and faster. Even if you're only able to shave a few minutes half of your routine, you'll improve your endurance. Exercise first. If you travel frequently on business, try exercising before getting on the plane, or if you can, book an afternoon flight. Flex like a pro. Concentrate on flexing your tighter muscles. Working on your problem areas will reduce their issues. Flex your ankles. Stretch out your legs in front of you with your heels on the floor, pointing your toes forward and then flexing them back. Do this for 1 minute. Gain speed slowly but surely. When training to run marathons, don't overexert yourself from the start. Instead, gain traction gradually throughout. The next time you train, start a little bit faster. Your other paces will increase too. Gauge bench strength. Using your thumb, press into the bench. If you're able to feel the wood, sit somewhere else. Hard benches cause T4 syndrome, which impacts nerve function and weakens arm muscle. Get a good grip. While doing arm curls, try wrapping a towel around the bar. This makes the bar thicker and forces your muscles to work harder. Get killer legs. Do both seated and standing calf raises to maximize results. This works because calves are composed of two different forms of muscle, both of which require different positions for optimal workout. Get new sneaks. Put an expiration date on new shoes so you know when to replace them. The rule of thumb is that shoes last about 500 miles, so if you know how many miles you walk, run a week, do some division. Get off at the wrong stop. If you use a subway, get off at an earlier stop. Walk the remaining distance. Give your abs a break. While you might be tempted to overwork your abs in the hopes of getting a six-pack, your abs are like any other muscle. They need a break. Don't work your abs out more than 2 to 3 times per week. Go with black. Choose workout clothes that are neutral in color so you don't end up wasting valuable time wondering what to wear. Black, gray, and white tend to match with everything. Grab a partner. Having a workout partner can help you stay accountable and also make exercising more fun. Hit your target. Playing foosball will help you improve hand-eye coordination, so whatever you strike, you hit. If you're obese, diet. If you have many pounds to lose, it's important to pair exercise with healthy eating habits. It's all in the wrist. To really work your biceps, bend your wrists while doing arm curls. Join a class. It doesn't feel so much like exercise when you make it into a social activity. The structure of a class is also useful for staying committed to your goals. Jump to the stars. Train yourself to jump higher by doing this simple exercise. Stand on the edge of an 8-inch ledge, hop off backward with both legs, and push off the ground upon contact. Do 3 sets of 10 to 20 reps 2 times a week. keep it under 60. Strive to keep your workouts under an hour. After an hour of working out, your body produces more cortisol, which reduces the effectiveness of your workout. Keep up with calcium. Studies have shown that consuming over 600 milligrams of calcium has a correlation with lower body fat. Make sure you consume low-fat milk, though. Keep your chin up. Concentrate on pulling your elbows down when you do chin-ups. Don't think about having to pull yourself up. This will psych yourself into doing more of the exercise. Know your limits. You won't be doing yourself any favors by pushing yourself too far, too fast. Set realistic goals and be kind to your body.